At midday, the log boats pulled into a shaded inlet. Maudy joined Lug Lug in a stroll along the bank to stretch their limbs. A shout from around the bend heralded the return of the scouting coracle. Rigrill and Teagle came ashore to make their report.
We made it up as far as the ripples. They look a bit lively today, Chief.
Lug Lug shrugged.
I never knew a time when those ripples wasn't lively. Teagle, what are you chewing your lip for?
Teagle was a good scout, well-versed in woodland ways. She explained her concern to the Gowston chieftain.
Two bends up by the big rock where it's shallow and pebbly. We saw a lot of wood pigeon fly overhead, doves too, and a few thrush and blackbird.
Rigrill nodded in agreement.
Aye, Chief, and there ain't no great wind or signs of storm. Something scared those birds. Driving them south, we figured.
Lug Lug looked from one to the other.
Vermin, do you reckon?
Teagle stopped gnawing at her lip.
Brown rats, I think. We spotted two of their scouts, but I think they saw us first. Anyhow, we got out of there fast.
Maudy took note of Lug Lug's anxious frown.
Tell me what's on your mind, sir. Perhaps I can help. Member of the Long Patrol, you know, and all that, what?
The Gowsham chieftain patted her paw, smiling tightly.
Mayhaps you can, if you're as good at tactics as you are at cooking. Let's talk about it over lunch.
The meal was not a cooked lunch, since they could not risk a fire. As an apology for some of their previous culinary atrocities, the younger shrews put together a very tasty woodland salad with cheese, hazelnuts and oat bread. While they ate, Lug Lug explained the position to Maudy.
There's a horde of brown rats been roaming this neck of the woods for a few seasons now, and I tell you, they're a bad lot. Their chief is a big un called Grunton Curdley. He's a born killer, and he ain't no fool. Old Gruntan's got a mind sharper than a dagger.
Maudy helped herself to more salad.
Indeed. And what do you think the blinking rascal's up to, may I ask?
Lug Lug spread his paws meaningly.
Nothing. If and his scouts ain't seen our scouts. But if they did spot Rigrill and Teagle, then we're in the soup. And here's the reason why, miss. That place by where the big rock sticks up, 'tis a perfect spot for an ambush. The stream runs shallow o'er the pebble bed, and 'tis slow going paddling a logboat. So if Grunton knows we've got to pass by there, he'll be laying in wait for us, take my word.
Maudy let her ears flop to half-mast, a thing she often did when pondering a problem.
I see. Tell me, do you think he'll have both banks covered, or will he just have his scoundrels waiting on one bank, what?
The shrew chieftain scratched his tail.
Probably both banks. Don't get me wrong, Miss Maudy. I ain't scared of fighting those rats. But we got little uns along with us. What do I do about the babes? We could chance making a run for it, because when we reach the ripples, the current runs the other way, downhill. No beast could catch us once we was on the ripples.
Maudy was staring at the coracle moored to the bank.
Do you think we could get all the little chaps plus two good paddlers into that thing, what?
Teagle raised her eyebrows.
It'd be a bit of a squash, Mom, but me and Rigrill could probably manage it.
Maudy addressed her next remark to Lug Lug.
What do you have in the way of weaponry, old lad?
The shrew counted items off on his paw pad.
Every Gowsim has his rapier. Most carry slings and stones. And there's around a score of us with bows and arrows. Of course, if push comes to shove, a paddle's as good a weapon as anything, miss.
The hermaid winked at her friends.
Well, who's are for us, I say. We can work a flanker on the rotters. Bit of a reverse pincer, as I've heard old Major Mull call it. Yes, that's what we'll jolly well do, what?
The shrew chieftain gazed blankly at Maudy. He could think of only one thing to say.
What?